The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're going to pry these guns right out of my hands when they come to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when he signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket to be spared. When the hardworking man gets tired of your crap, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's a price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core. You ain't ever had a fight in your life like a fight that you're.
Welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got a good show for you ahead. Of course, this is kind of the prelude to the State of the Union address tonight at 8 p.m. So if you hadn't made plans, you need to make plans to be there in front of the TV to see Trump's State of the Union address. Of course, as always, this is your show about self-defense, firearm ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry training, proper range etiquette, and, of course, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi law. Of course, we got here lately. We've been talking more about politics, but, hey, that's part of it. So give us a call here at the studio, 251-343-0106. If you have a comment or a question that you would like to ask us here in the studio, or you can text to that same number, 251-343-0106. As always, we are broadcasting live here in the studio on FM Talk 106.5, and we are simulcasting on our Facebook page. You can go to our Facebook page, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5, and please like and save and follow while you're there. That way you'll be notified every time we post something to our Facebook page. And, of course, be sure if you tune in to us on Facebook Live, make sure you comment. That way we'll know that you're there. And we appreciate you listening to Armed Alabama, regardless how you listen to the show, whether it's podcasts, whether it's Facebook Live, or on the FM airwaves.
Trying to interrupt this with more music. That's probably a good idea. We're going to hear the State of the Union in a while. And, Barbara, remind me I don't need to take my sleeping medicine tonight. I can just watch that. But I was looking at some of the past presidents. They usually gave written State of the Union messages. And they were kind of like a corporate report. I mean, they went into – I'm looking at James Monroe's here. They would go into the income that came in from various sources, the strength of the army, and, you know, up until a certain point, they just submitted those, which that's what they're required to do. They don't have to give a speech. But they weren't these, chicken in every pot, and I'm going to build a new bridge and a new tunnel, and global warming is a myth, and, you know, whatever it is. These are just to the point, and really, I had to look up a word. Monroe said in his first State of the Union, "Fellow citizens, at no period in our political existence have we had so much cause to felicitate ourselves." I thought, well, I've lost it, taking it from PDF to text. That means congratulate.
pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
And, exactly. Judge, you know, to your statement, probably the medium that changed that is radio. And, yeah, of course, more so when TV came along and the State of Unions were
broadcasted
on the radio and TV.
Loudspeakers, because Jefferson notoriously was not a loud speaker. And, I mean, how do you speak to several hundred people if, you know, I've got – my voice is too loud. But most people have a conversational voice. And, you know, unless you've been trained, like, as a preacher, I don't know how – or think about an inauguration. I mean, there'd be thousands of people there. I don't know how in the world they heard the president. So I guess you start first with the electronic amplification and then, you know, radio, of course, and then later TV.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Judge joining us in the studio. We have Glenn Ramos, who's locked, cocked, ready to rock. We've got a good show for you tonight.
Yeah, and glad to have him.
Yeah, Glenn always brings his A game when he comes to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Judge. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We just get too much in a rut sometimes, and you know, there's the news, I think, and, you know, whether it's by design or that's just the way it is, they can't cover everything. So even the so-called conservative news, they focus on maybe 15 ideas that are kind of in the news. And Charlie and I were talking last week how, you know, international news used to be so big. They had like a Cairo bureau chief and a London bureau chief. You know, you heard the news from all over the world. South America, you know, they'd have a different revolution every month. But you hear very little international news anymore. And if you do, it's just they're reading it from Reuters or somebody.
That's right. And it really, the news nowadays, it's really more programming than anything else nowadays. It's really, really programming.
I've seen some news that went worldwide that originated from Alabama that had a couple of typos in it. And every story around the world had the same typos, showing that they copy and paste.
That's right.
And it's AL.com.
Oh, yeah. The AL.com, you've got to scroll down halfway through it to find it'll say news below. Okay. And it's funny, their news just doesn't seem to be the same news other people are carrying.
Now, guys, on the topic of so to addresses, mm-hmm. You mentioned James Monroe, mm-hmm. but in my opinion, one of the strangest State of the Union addresses had to be in January 1991. Now, I'm not trying to turn this into a conspiracy show, but however,
Bush,
if you recall, yes,
first,
yeah, George Bush won.
Yeah.
All right, you remember in
Daddy Bush,
that's right. And if you recall, he mentioned quite clearly in the State of the Union address the term the New World Order.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
yeah.
that?
Yep.
It's like,
quite a strange
address.
Well, even
if you're part of this so-called conspiracy, why would you say it out loud?
Exactly,
maybe
right?
Debunk it to me. I don't know. It was the strangest thing.
If you listen to the content of what he was trying to say, he was basically saying that, you know, I'm basically a member of this, and we will be successful, and basically you will accept it because the rule of law
yeah.
will overcome.
It's like forget our sovereignty,
yeah.
and we've got this
yeah.
new alliance of nations, you know, kind of like Woodrow Wilson, but worse. And, of course, we've seen what it's done to our manufacturing base in this country
That's right.
and other industries. It's been terrible, and so it's being kind of rolled back.
That's right.
Eventually, I hope
Glenn,
it will be.
Another person that we always talk about when you hear the New World Order and those people are talking about it is George Soros.
Oh, you mean the head of Spectre? The special
executive? He's 114 years old now.
Yeah, Palpatine.
Yeah.
This guy, well, you know, everyone knows what Spectre is the criminal organization from the James Bond films. Stands for Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion. And guess what? Soros fits the bill of that.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely fits the bill.
Definitely. Dr. No, all of them. Hey.
And quite honestly.
He's a villain. Remember Blofeld.
Blofeld, yes, yeah. he is.
And I'm the villain. That's Soros.
Soros, in my opinion, is enemy number one of the people. And quite frankly, I wish I was Donald Trump because that would be first on my agenda on so to addressing who are the culprits of this country. I want to read a quote from George Soros, and I'm going to start off here.
You
quote.
Know, before you do,
sorry.
He's had a goal to elect district attorneys because he knows they're kind of the key to the judicial system, to prosecute or not. He got one elected in Philadelphia. And they say they're prosecuting about a tenth of the people that they were 2 years ago. So that's where he's coming from.
I just want to read this one quote, and I want everyone back at home to really absorb this. But here's a quote from George Soros. Quote, "The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States, end quote.
Thank God.
Right?
You know,
but what does that mean?
Yeah.
Basically, the Constitutional Republic of the U.S. Needs
we
to be weakened.
To tear it down.
Tear it down. It needs to collapse, and it needs to be destroyed. That's what he's saying.
Wow. And it's just like, you know, nobody hears that.
That's right.
And if you bring it up, it's, you know, it was good. I saw him before the EU, and they were really getting him. Folks, we'll be right back after the break. If you want to give us a call, 343-0106.
Don't believe in batting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Little pigs, little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in. Here's Johnny.
We may have to take that off. That's Jack Nicholson. I was reading he was somewhat of a sex pervert in his younger days. So, hey, the name of that movie is Toxic Skies. If anybody wants a conspiracy movie about chemtrails, and I saw it on Amazon, but I'm sure it's Toxic Skies. Now, you know, it's better than most. I mean, you know, it's not – a lot of those movies are like the Sci-Fi Channel's production company that they just shove off on there. It's better than that. But, of course, whatever was in the chemtrails, the government authorized it to stop global warming, but the evil corporation was putting some plague in there. So – hope that doesn't trigger a phone call from somebody. While I'm thinking about it, I want to thank Steve Moore. He's a personal injury lawyer here in Mobile, the Moore Law Firm. Personal injury, if you get hurt, can't work, or never worked and still got hurt, you can call him, like if you tripped and fell or car hit you or anything like that. It's all personal injury. He's at 8 North Dearborn Street, or you can visit him on the web, which is always convenient, www.morelawfirm, that's all one word, -al.com. Has nothing to do with al.com. We wouldn't do that. Well, Glenn, what are you seeing in the news that's further eroding our liberty? Because it's everywhere, you know? I mean, and that's the name of the game. That's why we're so into gun rights. But there's a liberty interest that's just being slowly – well, it's like the frog and the analogy of the frog in the frying pan or pot.
Yeah, there's several things that Trump needs to address in his State of the Union address. In addition to, obviously, open borders, which Soros and his groups openly and brazenly support. But also, you saw that note about, I think it happened this week, Gavin McGinnis, the founder of Proud Boys.
Yep.
Yeah, he went out.
Shows you how out of it I'm. I don't even know what Proud Boys is, but whatever.
Well, so. they're basically a men's Western chauvinist organization that tout their pro-Trump, their pro-liberty, pro-America. And right now, he is going after and suing the SPLC.
I was glad to see that. And several other people have. You know, they will throw some genuine bad folks on that list, obviously, maybe 10%. But then they throw legitimate people on there.
Yeah.
And it one thing it does is, like, on Amazon, I've got a charity that, you know, I don't think give them 0.1%. But if you're on their list, you don't get on that Amazon. I think it's Amazon Smile is what it's called.
That's right. And so he's going after SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he's suing it for defamation as branding the Proud Boys as a hate group. The Proud Boys are no hate group. If there's any hate group in America, it's Antifa. They're the hate group.
And maybe the SPLC now. Because, you know, when they just pick somebody out of the air and say, you're a hate monger, or what, I can't think of the term they use. You know, this, I wonder if they think of the impact that has on people and their families. I mean, some people relish it, I'm sure, right. But most people wouldn't.
They really should rename their organization to the PPLC, the Progressive Poverty Law Center, is what they should be called.
You've seen the stories. They're fundraising. I mean, their number one goal is fundraising. And they've got the offshore bank accounts. They've got more socked away in investments than any charity or any foundation in the United States. And, you know, by the name, there are a lot of, and I saw it in court, you know, we'd do it with volunteer lawyers and then sometime with the Legal Services Corporation. A lot of poor people need help civil cases. You know, you don't have a right to an appointed lawyer in a civil case. And, boy, if they just worked on that, that would be quite helpful, because I'd have cases where, you know, one of these big credit card companies or mortgage companies would be suing somebody that I swear I don't think they ever took out a loan. They could never produce the documents. And a lot of times I'd just say, we're going to reset this, and I'd call a friend and say, would you represent these people? Because they're getting ready to get screwed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd usually go away. But they ought to get behind. People give money to that charity thinking it's one thing and it's something else.
And a lot of people don't realize, Judge, that organization is based in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the fanciest building in Montgomery.
Wow.
And, you know, Morris Dees, its founder, was George McGovern's – he was either his – I think he was his treasurer. He may have been his campaign manager, but that shows the background he's coming from.
Now, to continue with your question here, Judge, one of the other things I hope Trump really addresses, and I really hope he drives it home tonight, in addition to open borders as a supplement, I hope as he uses as an example, if you recall last year, I believe in late December – California police officer Ronald Singh, the man from Fiji, right? He was a legal immigrant. He came from Fiji. He came here to become a police officer. He did that. And he was shot down and killed by, guess what, an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I really hope Trump really uses that example to say, look, Democrats, what do you have in response to that? Because I want border protection. I want a wall here for this country, I'm the president of the United States. My job is to protect the American people. And your job is to help me do that.
Right. A couple of years ago, Glenn, we played a clip, you know, one of these Nixon undercover tapes, of him and Hoover talking. There were two or three New York police officers that were murdered, Weather Underground or one of these crazy groups. And Nixon's calling him and says, you've got every resource we have at the federal government's disposal. Get these guys. They're bad. And you could hear the anger in his voice, both their voices. Now it's just everyday affair, really.
Oh, well, Ayers is just a crazy guy in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Some guy was in my neighborhood. That's right.
You mean the true author of Dreams from My Father by Obama?
Yes,
the
exactly. True author?
So what's the other thing that Trump should really be talking about? Obviously, the security fence, that we know that. The other thing I would really want him to...
And
really,
that's what they call it. You ought to call it, like you said earlier today, call it the Southern Security Fence.
Yeah, make it a really nice title.
Branding is everything.
Yeah, branding is everything. Yep, that's right. And really get the American people behind him, which they are, but he needs to really sell it tonight.
Yeah, it's like what I do to help. I mean, the people that I elect, I assume are going to vote for it, but he's got all these others that are playing games, and it really needs to stop. You know, we're spending $50 billion a year in Afghanistan, and he wants $5 billion for the wall.
Yeah, that's jumping the bucket.
I could get the money real quick by pulling out Afghanistan. So, you know, and obviously I'm not a peacenik, but every empire, which I think we are now, unfortunately, in the world has met their end either in Russia or Afghanistan. So,
right.
Charlie, what did you can't quite see my...
Got a phone call.
Oh, we got a phone call. Who is it?
I don't know.
Hey, Michael, welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight.
I'm trying to find out if the judge got the song snippet that I sent him. He had mentioned something about...
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact, but I didn't bring it with me. Dad, come
on. Oh, I've got it right here. I can play it over the phone.
No, we'll get it prepped for next week because I want to be – thank you.
Oh, okay. That'd be better.
Yeah, we'll have better audio, and Charlie likes to tweak those things. That's good. Thank you for reminding me. It's been a bad week.
I played it to my cousin, and he said, they're going to use that thing, Mike.
Yeah, we'll use a lot of things here. So.
I hear you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
All right, thank you for the call, Michael. We got to move right on. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And, you know, there's such a herd mentality in the media and the press. It's like, you know, the current, well, I guess we're a year old now. Alexander Hamilton is the second coming of Christ. He's the reason we've got a budget, deficit of blank dollars, a national debt of trillions. And the hero is Albert Gallatin, who balanced the budget and he thought national debt was horrible. He was Treasury Secretary under both Madison and Monroe, or it may have been Jefferson and Madison, for 11 years. And he's got a lot of writings out there, but, you know, he was subject to a lot of terrible attacks from the Hamiltonians. And another one is John Marshall, the greatest Chief Justice in history. Nobody ever mentions he owned more slaves than Thomas Jefferson because he's a favored person. He's helped implement the big state. I saw an article that said, had it not been for John Marshall's decisions, that Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal would have never gotten off the ground. And that's pretty bad.
What else you got there, Glenn?
That in addition to, to the wall, we will discuss this more after the break here, is the options that he has at his disposal. Now, we know that come February 15th, the Democrats are not going to fund the border wall. We know that for a fact. So he has a couple of options. One is using the National Emergencies Act, or there's another option formulated by the CRS, using the actual United States Code and not use any emergency powers. We could go back to that after the break.
Yeah, if they like what the president's doing, you know, spending a lot of money uselessly, oh, it's fine. There won't be any problem. Folks, remember, you can text or call us here at the station regarding guns, ammo, self-defense, or politics, and that number is 251-343-0106 at FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, Alabama. We'll be back right after this break.
So we've got lots of people that have tuned in on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. So thank you for everyone that's tuning in via our Facebook page, as well as Michael that's tuning in from California, behind the lines.
Yeah, enemy-occupied territory.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Hey, fun, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
It smells like victory.
You gotta love
Robert Duvall, huh?
Yeah. You gotta love Robert Duvall.
Boy, that set movie. Off the Marxist professors in the 70s in napalm. You know, who was it? DuPont made it, one of the big companies.
Monsanto.
They were protesting, break into their stockholders' meeting. Killers! You know. So, not to mention, you know, it's funny that we always said if the communists defeat South Vietnam and overrun Indochina, there'll be a bloodbath. Well, there was. Interesting. Millions of people died. So, you know, we were right. Not saying we should have stayed any longer, but, you know, it was obvious everywhere communism taken over, there's been a bloodbath. And it's funny because they just don't get the same. The press kind of thinks it's hip. You know, if Mao has a cultural revolution and kills, you know, 10 million people, well, he's kind of with it, you know. Right. He's Uncle Mao.
All right, we're back. If you could give us a call here in the studio if you've got a comment or question, 251-343-0106. We have in the studio with us tonight Glenn Ramos, friend of the show. Glad you could join us, Glenn. And you and I were laughing a little bit today because I got a nickname for President Trump, and I've been calling him since the election of 2012, before that, really. I've been calling him Teflon Don because it doesn't make any difference what the left or even Republicans, some Republicans, throw at President Trump. Nothing sticks. And so I've been calling the Teflon Don, and today Matt Drudge on Drudge Report yeah. called him the same thing, him Teflon Donald, because nothing sticks.
Nothing sticks to him.
And they don't understand. They don't understand why this guy is still around, why he's still in play, and why he has a 48% approval rating.
That's right. And the crazy thing is they keep doing the same play in the playbook over and over and over again.
And it doesn't
work. Working.
Nope. Because he's not a typical Republican president. Typical Republican presidents would always – they would have – that's right. And they would step back and like, oh, well, we didn't.
You mean like
that,
he did when he extended the temporary spending bill for 30 days?
I think that was a strategic move, honestly. At first, I thought, what in the world, you know? But I think it's strategic. Maybe we'll learn tonight. Maybe he had motivation or a plan. In place, but we'll find out tonight. With
I'm
his,
not
going to
give y'all
State
any
of
weighty
Union, please.
Quote tonight. I'm going to tell y'all what an old friend of mine, Judge Key, said one time. She's the kind of woman that could cuss out a state trooper and the cigarette wouldn't fall from her lips. I had to remember to put that in my good quote list.
Now, Adam,
did you just see that?
Now, Adam, to expand on your the Rasmussen polls are polling Trump at 40%, to break that out a little bit more, I did a little research before the show, and on MSN, they broke out his ratings per state. So I took some of the usual suspects. So listing all his polling from number 1 to 51.
On states.
On states, yeah. As well as the District of Columbia. Coming dead last at number 51 was, of course, D.C. And he was rated at 17% approval. For California, they were number 47. They were at 34%.
When are they going to secede? When you get rid of them.
New York, his home state, they were number 45 at 36%. Florida, this was really surprising. They were only number 26 at 46%. My state, Mississippi, number 4 at 56% approval. Alabama, number 3 at 58%. And guess who's number 1? You'll never get this one.
Don't know.
Wyoming, number 1 at
64%. It probably correlates with gun ownership.
Wyoming, number 1.
Probably does.
Yeah, I bet you it does.
Maybe we need to change the name to Armed Wyoming.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I saw before the break is that Trump obviously knows that he's not going to get border wall funding or the Southern Security Fence funding from the Democrats. He's not going to get that. So there are a couple options on the table. The most obvious one is using his presidential powers under the National Emergency Act. But as we all know, more than likely, if he uses that option, he'll be stuck in the court systems for a while because the Democrats will press a lawsuit.
They call themselves the resistance.
The resistance, that's right. Now, the funny thing is that we have documented video of Schumer, Pelosi, other Democrats calling for, we need border protection, we need the wall.
Yeah.
But since Trump wants it, now we don't want it.
Yeah, well, they don't want him to have that victory.
That's right.
Because if he gets that victory, then 2020 election is assured.
That's exactly right. Now, one of the things I did see, looking at the Washington Examiner, there is a Washington think tank called the Congressional Research Service, CRS.
Yeah.
And they have outlined alternative paths for the president to seek instead of using the Emergencies Act. They have basically told him that, Mr. President, you can also look to U.S. code. And I found two U.S. codes that can help President Trump in this situation with the wall. The first one is under Title 10 of U.S. Code, Section 2803. Under this title, this law allows emergency construction of projects by the military if it's deemed for national security purposes.
And if this isn't an invasion, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And that's one of the things that Trump really needs to hit home tonight to the American people. As president, it's my job to protect you. And the Democrats are not allowing me to do this job for you. You elected these people to protect you. That's their job. The other one The other U.S. code is also under Title 10, Section 284. And
I'm
I'll just
checking you here. 284. Okay.
284. Again, you could go ahead and do your own research and correct me if I'm wrong, but just very simply, it provides the Secretary of Defense may provide support for counter drug activities or activities to counter transnational organized crime. That sounds like MS-13 to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like MS-13.
Or the cartel, anybody.
No,
or,
they're not as bad as everybody says.
Or the fentanyl that's coming across the border.
Yeah.
Right? So he has some options here. Now, there is a possibility if he chooses these options, the Democrats, of course, could guess and throw a lawsuit against him, of course. But
you know, Teddy Roosevelt just unconstitutionally went down and built the Panama Canal without any authorization. So if you can build that, why can't you build a border wall?
But the problem is now if the Democrats continue to resist Donald Trump, it's going to be quite obvious to the American people that the Democrats want nothing to do with border security, hence open borders.
Oh, yeah. And I wonder how many people is enough. You know, I mean, we got 300 million people here. You remember there was a guy named Paul Ehrlich in the 70s. He was kind of a hippie kook, but Population Bomb is the book he wrote. And they predicted that basically the world, first of all, the United States would collapse if it got more than 250 million people. And, you know, we got 300 million now, and now they've kind of shut up. It's really incredible. Hey, any of y'all that are interested, you know, 2019 is Alabama's bicentennial, and I've got a little quiz, and I don't want to take the time to answer them. I will put the answers up when the show is over, but I'll ask one. Who was president of the United States when Alabama was first admitted as a state? And I say first admitted, and we were just talking about James Monroe, because 1819, and now it's 2019, which is hard to believe. How it got there, but I'll put that answers up. My family was woefully ignorant. I think they claim to be on, you know, what left brain people or right, whatever it is. They can. I was trying to gear it towards Charlie's at sixth grade Alabama history,
fourth,
and then is it eight? I know they teach it twice, but you know, I mean, it's like who wrote the state song of Alabama? And it hadn't been changed to Sweet Home Alabama. It's still the old Julia Tutwiler hymn, Alabama, Alabama, we will be true to thee. I mean, that's something you always got in fourth grade. I was going to put a Helen Keller one in, except, you know, later I read she was a Marxist and a real radical union organizer in New York most of her life. And that's never mentioned, which is kind of interesting. Remember, you can call us 251-343-0106 here at FM Talk and the Armed Alabama Show. You can go to our website and listen to the archives or podcast of the show or the station's website. They have it there. We're on Facebook Live right now. Like the page and you'll get notice of it. And those past Facebook Live videos are in video library of that page, which is Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Want to thank Buck Allen, too, for our intro song. Great song. And y'all keep watching the whatever you call it, the screen, the main picture on the Armed Alabama page. I usually have a quote from some proponent of classical liberty. And this week, I have something from The Law by Frederick Bazarat. I can't even pronounce his name. But he has some great work. You can get that, and you can get books like that online, Library of Liberty by Liberty Fund. They're all kind of books you can download for free because it's a good conservative organization.
Judge, deer season is wrapping up here in Alabama and Florida.
Yeah.
But next thing you know, turkey season is right around the corner. So if you're looking for your outdoor and hunting gear, definitely McCoy Outdoors is the place to go. They have everything under one roof. And tell them Armed Alabama sent you when you go see them.
And turkey hunting is very difficult. And I don't know I know enough about it to know I don't have the patience for it. So talk to them down there, and they'll get you all equipped. They'll tell you about it. They'll give you, I'm sure they have the little pamphlets on the rules and regulations. They're on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65 in the old K&B where it was located there in that shopping center where they had the yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. We will be right back after this break.
Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking up.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
Well, I have a loaded gun here.
Well, I was going to say, I'm just looking around the studio here.
One in the chain.
There's no diggers in here.
I was just telling them, if Trump gets to nominate a new Supreme Court justice, here these people should always be excluded. Any lawyer graduated from Yale or Harvard Law School, any lawyer who's a resident or native of Massachusetts or California, any admirer of justices John Marshall, Joseph Story, Hugo Black, or Earl Warren, anyone who's ever been employed as a law professor, any lawyer who's never been in private practice, any lawyer who's attended the play Hamilton, and any lawyer who wears a bow tie except when going to a formal social function. Exclude them. Don't even consider them.
Judge, speaking of Supreme Court Justice, news reports stated that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had made an appearance, and everybody there stated that she looked wonderful, she looked great, but yet there are no pictures to account for her being at this
event. Yeah, I did too. If that were someone else, they'd be getting medical experts on the air saying, you know, what kind of cancer is this?
Absolutely.
What is the 1-year survival, which is, I understand, is 27%. And that doesn't take into account she's 80. I mean, I don't wish her ill, but, you know, you got to go sometime, and at 86 is pretty good, you know.
Can you imagine if Trump gets another Supreme Court justice appointment?
Wow. That would have an impact.
Major impact.
Yeah. Assuming, you know, they'll let him get somebody through that's just halfway decent. Getting her out of the way.
I honestly believe him. And my wife and I were actually talking about this very issue, is that Trump should nominate, quite specifically, just like Sotomayor with Obama, a black female conservative judge. And that way, there's no way you can weaponize anything against her. You can't weaponize racism.
She's probably not going to be wearing a bow tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's probably safe with
that. So a lot of the typical weapons that Democrats like to use, you can't use it against
her.
You can't use it.
But they, you know, look what they did with Clarence Thomas. They'll come up with something.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It just doesn't matter. They're
but it'd be more difficult. It would definitely be more difficult.
And speaking of weaponization.
And by the way, you know, Clarence Thomas, over the past 25 years, consistently by all these organizations, been voted the most conservative, at least in strict constructionist, originalist Supreme Court justice there, over and above Scalia. And I think he's a great guy. If y'all have ever heard his, like, speech to a small crowd, like a law school, I've tried to get my wife to listen to it. You can find it on YouTube. He's got several. They're very inspiring.
Maybe we need to post that, Judge, on our Facebook page.
Yeah. I'll do that.
So what else do you have, Glenn?
Just an interesting note. This, again, a little conspiracy theory here, but this is actually taken from fact here. You see what's going on in Virginia here with the current governor and also lieutenant governor. So Governor Ralph Northam in trouble, big trouble for pictures.
And his side is one that ran the ad of the pickup truck with the battle flag on it chasing down Hispanic children, trying to run them over. I've got that somewhere.
Well, the interesting thing here is obviously these pictures all of a sudden just came from nowhere here, all of a sudden. Also, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is also in trouble. It looks like he's being they're using hashtag MeToo against him as a weapon against him.
I love it.
Well,
I love it.
Around,
I absolutely
around.
Love it.
Well, here's the interesting thing I found out today. Very interesting. So he is being accused of sexual assault at the 2004 Democratic National Convention.
I think that's they're allowed to do that, aren't they? Rob Lowe did it, one of them. I think that's a given. They get a pass on that.
Well, Vanessa Tyson is accusing him of sexual assault at this convention. Guess who is representing Miss Vanessa Tyson?
And the yes, woman out in California, what's her name?
Christine Blasey Ford, the same
team. Yeah.
I was going to say.
The same team.
She's also a professor. And then she's got a daughter. Lisa Bloom is the daughter, and the older woman is, she's really.
Now, here's my take on this whole little situation in Virginia. I think this is being set up because they know the Mueller report is coming out, according to Drudge Report, a month from now. And they're going to say, you know what? Hey, look. We're going after our own, too. Look, we went after the Virginia governor. We said, you need to resign. We went after his lieutenant governor, who happens to be black. We asked him to step aside.
Yeah, we stand for principles.
Yeah, exactly. They're setting us up so they can go ahead and impeach Donald Trump. I think that's the ultimate plan here.
I think you're right. I think there's no question about it.
So
Judge, a story that we've been covering for quite some time here is the Hoover police officer that shot and killed E.J. Bradford Jr. At the Galleria Mall. So it's a Galleria shooting.
Thanksgiving night or something.
So the Attorney General's office was asked to investigate this, and they have concluded their investigation and announced that no wrongdoing was conducted on behalf of the officer. And so also under review, the FBI reviewed the case as well and reviewed the Attorney General's office findings, and they agreed that no wrongdoing was committed by the officer.
I guess since Comey and all those people are out of the FBI, maybe we're getting a little cleaner justice. But, you know, that's one I couldn't tell what happened. All I had heard is that perhaps the guy that was shot was involved in the altercation earlier. Now, whether he was doing wrong or not, who knows?
I still haven't found this straight story on that.
No, I haven't either. It's just like the bump fire. I've read the FBI report, Adam, and I also read the Las Vegas police report on the shooting in Las Vegas, and none of them identified a single gun that a bump fire stock was on. And that's the whole reason they're getting ready to attempt to ban them through an administrative edict. We can take our constitutional rights away, but we can't build the wall, you know?
Well, I tell you what, in 2020, it's going to be interesting here with all these Democratic candidates, but in particular, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is a staunch anti-gun. At a CNN town hall, she was stated, like, assault weapons have no place in a civil society. Now, you guys know my pet peeve on the term assault weapons.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, my biggest pet peeve, if you can use that term for
anything. It's branding again.
It's branding again, exactly. And that's what they're trying to get to.
The war of words.
Exactly.
You know, I'm sure some of those people that were murdered in Rwanda would have liked to have an assault weapon when I can't remember the names of the two factions, but when they were being chopped up with machetes, you know.
Speaking of war, I mentioned this is something that caught me off guard. I hadn't heard anything about it for whatever reason, that there's actually a consideration for a U.S. Space Force. I kind of heard it in the past, but I didn't
think that's what they call NORAD now, Space Command, don't they?
It could be. But Representative Mike Rogers stated that there will be a U.S. Space Force by the end of this year.
Well, where does he intend to go?
So it would be just like they have a Secretary of Navy, Secretary of the Army, so forth. And there will be a Secretary of Space Force.
Well, good. We can have a new bureaucracy, employ good-paying jobs in Washington, D.C. again.
But just a question here, guys. Isn't the U.S. Space Force really just a continuation of Reagan's SDI program, the Strategic Defense Initiative, really?
Space is the ultimate high ground.
That's right. Yep.
Whether you want to admit it or not, that's exactly where wars will be fought in the future.
And the problem is we give all of our technology to everybody else, or they steal it. I've been listening to one of these alternate history things about the Korean War, and they were discussing whether to use an atomic bomb. Oh, gosh, what will Stalin do? Stalin had either 3 or 4 atomic bombs, the plans of which they stole from us in 1951, and no way to deliver them. So why I think a lot of that is, you know, propaganda from the military industrial complex. Give us more money. They're ahead, but they didn't have any. And China didn't either. I'm not saying we should have nuked them, but it's just silly. And this book I'm listening to kind of continues with that. All right. Looks like we're going to have to wrap it up. Love being with you all on the show. Glenn, thank you for being with us. And next week, same time, same channel. And it looks like the State of the Union is starting up and people are clapping and everything. And maybe they'll catch shirks on people's faces and grins and all that and then imply something bad about that. But thank you for Armed Alabama. And we'll see you next Tuesday with more on guns and your rights under the Constitution.